I was born bold. Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunstons for a chance to win 150K. Summer Breakfast.
Thanks for being with us on Summer Brekkie. Nick Del Santo and Jack Heveron. Brody Smith from the Adelaide Crows in just a moment. Daniel Hughes from the Sydney Sixers to join us later on this hour. Summer Flyers not too far away, and Dal's New Year's resolutions. Taking a look at a couple of teams day by day.
It's the Tigers and the Gold Coast Suns today, Jack.
Oh, good one.
The wheel has been spun and that's who's come up.
1-300-736-736 to join us on the phone. 0433-98-1116 on the text. We get a lot of text messages every day saying, boys, what classic Fox footy game are you watching today? Because we've always got Fox footy on in the
studio.
We
are currently watching, it's the 2005 game between the Brisbane Lions, the mighty Brisbane Lions, and the Essendon Football Club. Some good names.
We just watched a passage of play. It's only about 4 minutes in. Brisbane flicked the footy around like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes.
They were just moving it from one end to the other. Simon Black to Luke Power to
Voss.
Jeez,
and what about the defence? Scott Brothers, Lepich,
Mel Michael. Lloydie went for a mark before, and Mel Michael hit him in the back of the head that hard. Lloydie's ears would still be
an
ringing
ear massage.
Now. Yeah, proper ear massage. Brody Smith is one of our feature guests of the morning, of course, and a big hello to everyone listening to us on SENSA who are taking our show for a couple of weeks while Kane and Hazy are on a break. The boys will be back on Monday, but fresh off a new contract, he's one of the most important men at the Adelaide Football Club. He joins us for Scott Pack. Turn unpaid invoices into cash, scottpack.com.au. Brody, good morning and happy new year.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
Hey, nice to have a little deal done before the start of the season. 3 years, a nice bit of security going into the year.
Yeah, it's always a nice way to kick the year off. Pretty nervous about the 2K, and then to have that in your back pocket is always nice. So, yeah, gave me a nice little start to the year, and hopefully we can build some real success in the coming years, and I can enjoy it.
Well, firstly, congratulations on the new signing. It'll take you to your early 30s, which is a great endorsement by the football club. You just spoke about the 2K, and this is a chat that we've had on this station for the last week or so about the nerves that creates. Tell us what it's like coming back for the first day of training as a senior player, a mature player, yet still feeling like you do getting ready for a time trial.
Oh, it's horrible. And there's always a few guys that seem to find a way out of it as well. Your mate Tommy Lynch can have a run.
Oh, but
but yeah, it's always, no matter how much work you do in the off-season, the 2K morning, you've got a sick feeling in the guts driving into the city, getting to the uni loop there that we call it. It's a 2K track there. So it's a horrible feeling. But thankfully, I got my time and we had a lot of PBs as well. So that's always a good feeling.
Can you share your time with us? It's something that we also speak about. We never get to hear how players are actually going. So for those that want to go in and try and compare themselves to an AFL player, what did you do as an elite halfback flanker?
Yeah, they're a bit funny about sharing the time.
Oh, so
I might get in a bit of trouble. But around the, 6 to 6:30 is probably the elite sort of category for us runners and at a footy club. So I won't give my exact time because I might get in trouble.
What were you rolling around with, Del?
My best ever, I think, was 6:30. I'm happy to share that.
Sounds like Brody's done that on the bit.
But as Brody has just mentioned, that's not that good at an AFL club. You've got to be, it's low sixes to be getting a pat on the back. You mentioned a few players there, but the one I want to ask about is Tommy Lynch. So pivotal for your lineup in the last couple of years. He's almost created a name for itself being the link man. How is he tracking? So many injuries last year. How is Big Chompers?
No, he's going well. He's I think he's got a little bit of an old man's calf at the moment, so he's just running around the boundary. But a little minor one that he got in the off season trying to keep up with the young boys. So he talks about Nicky Dow all the time. So definitely still a good mate of yours. But he's going really well, and he's a guy that can push up to the wing and that play that half forward role. And as you know, he's got a beautiful kick inside 50, and he keeps telling us that he could easily slot down half back and have 40 and hit some targets up the field too. So I think he might be a bit of a versatile player for us this year.
Some challenges last year, Broads, but you did win 3 of your last 4 games. So some really positive signs the way to finish off the year. As you do approach this summer, it is shortened. Has Matty Nick spoken to the group about priorities? I mean, there's probably a lot of things you need to work on. Has he been able to narrow it down for just a couple of things to get right as you enter the season?
No, not really. We sort of focused obviously on our fitness and whatnot for the off season, and everyone's come back in really good nick. And the advantage we've got this year is we've had a year of Nixie's game plan that we're all across it now. So it's good to be, in Jan, and we all know exactly what the game plan is and what's required. And I think the main focus for us is we did a week of focusing on our attack, and then we'll do a week of focusing on our defense and where we want to force teams. And I think that'll be the main thing is you know, restricting the damage that teams can inflict on us, and then what we want to do when we turn the footy over. So they're probably the main two areas, and obviously our aggression is going to play a big part in that as well in the contest.
Brody Smith joining us on Summer Breakfast. We're all outside looking in, Brody. Dale's been inside a footy club, but the rest of us hasn't. When you talk about implementing a game plan, how long does it take? You've had a couple of coaching changeovers in the last 7 or 8 years. When a new coach comes in and wants you to play a certain way, how long can it take for things to really start to work?
I think it's always varied, depending on, obviously, the different game plans. But last year was definitely the hardest that I've experienced due to the restrictions with COVID. We can only train in tens, and you'd go a couple of weeks if a guy was playing in the AFL side and someone wasn't, you might not see him for 2 weeks due to the different restrictions and being in different rooms and different meetings and all that sort of thing. So it was really hard for a new coach to implement his game plan to what was a new, inexperienced group as well. So that's what I mean by this year. We come in, we know the game plan, and we can really put some time and effort into it without these restrictions around us. So we're a lot more confident going into this year that we are going to nail the game plan from round one and have a lot better year.
We had the coach on the show just before Christmas, and he spoke about, as Dal asked you, about those 3 wins before the end of the season, but he also spoke about that round 18 game against Richmond, which, for all of your good work, that was a reminder of the standard that you needed to get to if you wanted to jump up a couple of levels.
Yeah, it was really good for us, I think, to turn the season around from what was obviously a bit of a horror start to win some games of footy and then finish off with a game against the Premiers to get a taste of, as you said, what that next step is. And I spoke about it yesterday. I've got full confidence that we are going to take, you know, those next steps really quickly with the way I've seen the group and these young guys apply themselves to their footy. And we had a lot of young Victorian guys that didn't go home in the off season because they wanted to stay in South Australia and get some training done. So that just shows their attitude. And that's why I want to stick around, because I know that success is going to be around the corner, and we'll be matching it with teams like Richmond in no time.
Fingers crossed. Broads, when you do have a year like you did last year, you often try and supporters try and find some positives, and often it's the young guys coming through, and who's the next one to fill the void? There's a particular man that I've taken a big interest in. I love the way he goes about his footy. It's Darcy Fogarty. We've seen him in glimpses in the last couple of years. I think he's entering his third year or maybe fourth year now. How is he tracking? Because I think he's significant for that forward line going forward. Is he come back in great shape? Is he ready to roll?
Yeah, he's looking amazing. So, again, your mate Tommy Lynch had a big role in that. Had him on the elliptical in the off-season on most days and doing extra sessions with him. So I think he ran a 15 or 20-second PB in his 2K. All his weight stuff's up. His body's looking really good. So hopefully we know how much talent he's got and hopefully it's a breakout year for the Fog. And we've got a lot of young guys as well that have put a lot of kilos on the frame. So big Jordan Butts down back, he's looking really good. Obviously, there's a spot down there for those big guys as well. So we've got some guys at each end in those key power positions that are really putting their hand up, which is great to see.
Now, Brody, we do a little thing here on this show called the Summer Flyers. We're going to pick a team on Australia Day of those who have been flying in the off-season, skin folds never better, presented in great shape, like you just mentioned with Darcy Fogarty. Have you got one more that we should be putting in from the Crows?
We got young Lockie Gallant, who's put, I think he said he's got 13 kilos he's put on, so that's obviously a massive number, and good kilos too. He's not, he hasn't come back fat. He's like, really good.
Not our kilos, football kilos.
Not COVID kilos.
But I think the one that's taken the big step and really impressed is Lockie Scholl. So he won the 2K. He's put some muscle on, and we know what he can do with his right and left foot. So he's one that's really stood out for me.
Nice. I reckon that's going to dovetail nicely into Summer Flyers. Brody, congratulations. Great result for you and the Adelaide Footy Club to have you committed for the next 3 years as well. And good luck for this season. There's some good things happening with the Crows.
Cheers, boys. Appreciate it.
Good on you.
Brody Smith joining us for Scott Pack Finance, that keeps your business moving. Turn unpaid invoices into cash or access funding to build your fleet. ScottPack.com.au.
After a really difficult year for the Crows last year, in particular, there was a few clubs in this boat, 3 of their last 4 games. But I think you hit the nail on the head when you spoke about that last game. You just need a friendly reminder every now and then just to put yourself in perspective about exactly where you sit. And when you come up against the Tigers in the last round of the year, it gives you something to go away with. And that's one of the beauties of having a young list. They quickly forget things, yet they have simple reminders throughout the preseason. And it's great signs. Victorian boys staying up there wanting to train more. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I mean, it's going to be a little bit of work. Blue skies, and you know they'll bounce back into the eight or anything like that necessarily. That's a good signing, a good person, Brody Smith.
We were going to do this a little bit later on in the hour, but Brody Smith talking about Darcy Fogarty putting on all those kilos and how fit he looks. We've got to go with this right away. The Summer Flyers is an absolute juggernaut.
It is.
Players are jumping out of trees to tip each other in. The SEN family are texting us in. They're tweeting us. They're telling us all about the players that are flying during the off-season. Anytime we hear a mention very similar to what we had from Brody Smith earlier, they all go into the squad, and on Australia Day, we will pick our Summer Flyers. And hearing what Brody Smith had to say about Darcy Fogarty, Del, he could be a leading contender for the Golden Rig.
Darcy Fogarty. So beat his 2K time trial by, was it 15 to 20 seconds?
Yep.
He's stronger in the gym. So he might be a player that might need to lean down. So this, it's not always about putting weight on, as we just heard. 13 kilograms.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. So Darcy
Fogarty. Leading contender for the Golden Ring.
I'm a huge fan of Darcy Fogarty.
Going to have to work hard to knock Jagger off, but yes. See how you go.
So we've got some more nominations.
We do. You want a couple off the text to start with? 0433981116. Jacko and Tullamarine says, boys, Stephen Martin was interviewed yesterday down at the Witten Oval and said that he's looking as fit as and feeling as fit as ever.
He said that.
34 years old, summer flyer.
Well, that's experience. So what Steph Martin has done there is he's actually tried to get an extension on his contract. So when you say that you are in the best shape of your life, you've come back fitter than ever, fully dedicated. He's got leadership written all over him. He's the ultimate professional. Well played, Steph. That is a veteran move. I love that. So, yes, you're in the team for self-nomination.
Brody from Druin says, check out Shane Mumford's Instagram. Braden Pruce is looking like a beast.
We heard something similar yesterday.
We have to go and look at that.
The big pokey Pruce. He's a big, big boy. He was actually built probably a little bit like Shane Mumford when he first came to North Melbourne 5 or 6 years ago, and he is completely leaned down.
He probably needed to, I would have thought.
He's in terrific condition.
Who did you see?
I've seen a couple, and this one's come through from the Adelaide Football Club. We didn't ask Brode about this, but this is, it looks like Jackson Hatley spent most of his Christmas break in the gym, and there's a photo attached where he's looking terrific. Why Crows fans should be extremely excited about the new arrival.
Oh.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Yes, please.
We've had a couple of text messages. Marcus says, hey guys, have a look at Jake Stringer on the Essendon website.
That's a good sign.
He was fat shamed by Kane Corns last year, but he's looking in outstanding shape now.
Well, so Kane's got to him, has he?
Must have.
That's why Jake's got back into shape, is it? Did you see someone last night as well from the Tigers? Well, you alluded to that this morning.
One off Twitter.
Yeah.
Greg Walker, one of the SEN family, tweeted us both and said, is this a whole team nomination? Corey Norris from Channel 9 was out at Hawthorn training yesterday. And said, and I direct quote the tweet, Hawthorn player just yelled at training, if we don't want another SH1T year like last year, then let's do something about it. At Hawthorn FC mean business.
Oh, the Hawks mean business this year.
We can't put a whole team in though, can we?
We'll just pick out a couple of, we'll pick out O'Meara. We'll take O'Meara. We'll take Mitchell.
Yep.
We'll take a couple.
But Richmond went back to training yesterday.
Oh,
and they attract a crowd at the best of times, the Tigers. All reporting football journalists were at Punt Road yesterday.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of this last night on the news.
To talk about their time trials.
The Premier's first day back, Dustin Martin arrived with his running shoes, three flags, three Norm Smiths and a Brownlow, doing little to dampen his motivation. Dusty dominating their gruelling six-minute run.
Three flags, three Norm Smith medals, and a certainty for the Summer Flyers based off that report.
And brought his running shoes to the running session.
That's handy.
I love it.
Glad he didn't bring flippers.
I did see a glimpse of this last night, though. And in the vision that I saw, Jack, he did look terrific. I'm not taking anything away from Dusty. But in the vision that I saw, he was running and just slightly ran past Tom Lynch and Nick Vlosten.
What?
He wasn't running against the elite runners of their team. He won their six-minute time trial for his group.
Hang on a minute.
You speak about whiskers. This has got whiskers on it. Dusty didn't beat the whole team, did he? This wasn't a whole team time trial.
He's beat the ruckman and the key backs.
He's pipped a couple of the blokes out the back, Jack.
That is amazing.
That is. Thank you, Dwayne. It's not amazing.
It's meant to happen. He's the best player in the competition. He's got three Norm Smiths.
And his running shoes.
And his running shoes for pre-season training.
Andrew in Collingwood says, have a look at Cam Rayner's Instagram. His rig is insane.
Mm.
Keep an eye on that one. All right. Have a look at his Instagram.
I'm going to put Dustin's name down.
Put him in.
Just out of pure respect for the great man.
Another one here. Harris Andrews' arms are huge. I think that's just a general statement. I don't think that's for the summer flyers.
It's got an exclamation mark at the end.
Jack says, Adam Treloar looks in unbelievable nick and ready to take the Doggies midfield to an even better place.
I like where this is heading.
This is
This is launching, isn't this, it? Airborne.
We're going to have to build a bigger boat.
Yeah.
We haven't got enough room in the team for everyone that we need to take room for. If you've seen one, 1300 736 736 to join us, or send us a text 0433 98 11 16. The Summer Flyers and the competition for the Golden Rig is gaining some serious steam here on Summer Breakfast.